Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States strongly condemns the detention of peaceful protesters in Russia. On June 12th, tens of thousands of people took to the streets in cities across Russia, protesting official corruption and calling for democratic governance. The protest was organized by opposition leader Alexei Navalny, an anti-corruption campaigner who reportedly intends to run against Vladimir Putin in Russia's presidential election next year. Mr. Navalny himself was one of about 1,500 demonstrators arrested by authorities who claimed the protests were unlawful. At a midnight hearing, he was sentenced to 30 days in prison. In strongly condemning the arrests, White House spokesperson Sean Spicer said, "Detaining peaceful protesters, human rights observers, and journalists is an affront to core democratic values. The United States will monitor the situation, and we call on the government of Russia to immediately release all peaceful protesters." This is the second time mass anti-corruption demonstrations occurred in Russia in the last 3 months. In March, in scores of Russian cities, anti-corruption demonstrators, many of them young adults, protested the wealth reportedly amassed by Russian officials. Close to 1,000 protesters were arrested at that time, including Mr. Navalny, who had called for the public demonstrations. The United States condemned the detention of peaceful protesters by Russian authorities at that time as well. In both instances, the United States has made clear, as Mr. Spicer said after the most recent demonstrations, that the Russian people, like people everywhere, deserve a government that supports an open marketplace of ideas, transparent and accountable governance, equal treatment under the law, and the ability to exercise their rights without fear or retribution.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.